This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
It's a very special day today. Happy birthday, Vinny. I finally got it. Double nickels.
How did
it's
you,
Alice.
I don't know.
I just didn't know.
A lot of people are writing really nice stuff, and I want to say I'm reading it all, and I appreciate y'all, and it's not a 1 second of your time is wasted on me. I appreciate not only the text, but that you're listening to. People are writing in like, my birthday was last Friday and I survived. That's good.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
And it was my big 6-0. Happy birthday, Vinny. And thanks to you and Sarah and the gang for being my family for the last 25 years. Monica in San Jose.
Oh, Monica, thank you so much.
That is not lost on us. Trust me.
Honestly, it's profound. Like to think that, you know, we've been here for half our lives, Vin. Like it's...
No, it means the world. And there's times when we end up in arguments with management about things here or there that aren't working the way we want them to. And they're like, but you guys just caught. Well, we can't. We are into this. We've been doing this most of our adult lives. It's important to us.
Like the most important thing.
Yeah.
We want it to be as good as it can be.
Mm-hmm. That's all.
Yeah. Nothing beyond that. I want to win. I want winners. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Pleased to be here. Nice to say happy Friday and happy birthday to our little Vincent. Hello, Sandy, if you're listening at Vinny's house.
She's currently writing out her list of needs for the chicken soup she's going to make me.
Ooh. Oh, you're getting mom's chicken soup. You're going to be better before you know it.
I need to come back Monday healthy. That's the whole goal is to get this behind me. It's been pretty heavy all week.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Well, it's, you know, I feel bad for you not being able to go to see your daughter's play, too. That stinks.
Well, and if I can control myself, I'll put on a mask and go. But I can't go tonight.
You're coughing your head off all morning.
I know, you see it. It comes out of nowhere, and I'm like, ah!
And we're like, Phil, full time.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that to people who are trying to watch their kid, you know, in their big performance.
Right. Or be, you know, committed to the recording. I'm sure they're recording this thing, videotaping and recording it. And then there's this guy in the back going the whole time.
Isla's douchebag dad showed up coughing his brains out.
Oh,
great.
You don't want to be that guy. I feel you. Oy.
So all anyway, right, so,
yeah.
Trash me, please.
I want to also say thank you to Michael Franti, who was on earlier today. We've been giving away tickets for his show at the Fox in August all week. Jane has two more chances. V-Hale has two more chances. But this is it. This is the big day. So make sure you're here all day listening for your code words. August 24th, Michael Franti and Spearhead at the Fox Theater. You want to feel good? He's got that medicine. He can, where our prescription has been written. Go see Michael Franti.
Yep.
So. So we're going to get to a little bit of new music. There isn't a ton today. Maggie Rogers has her third album out, and she's been. We've played a lot of Maggie here on The Alice. Don't Forget Me is the name of this record. And Bryn, you went through it. What do you?
Yeah, here's
you find?
The, I pulled a couple. Here's the title track.
Let's see.
Pretty. Has a
really
country
cool.
vibe to it.
Yep.
Is there anything else you wanted off of that?
I pulled one more. It's called, let's see, Drunk.
Oh.
No diamond ring, you can buy me to take me
sick of dreaming, so she's gonna.
Yeah, you know, I might have
so she's gonna
incorrectly
get
titled this.
Oh,
let me make sure of that. That doesn't really matter. This is definitely Maggie Rogers, though.
Okay, well, that's good. As long as it's a new Maggie Rogers song, I guess we're getting the vibe, right? Was that it for Maggie, or do you have.
Yeah.
Okay, we're moving on to. This is just so funny. Like Blue Oyster Cult, they're the more cowbell guys. They took the song "Don't Fear the Reaper," which is a monster hit for them. And SNL immortalized that even beyond its years with Christopher Walken and the whole "I gotta have more cowbell." Their 15th album is out today. They're also the Godzilla guys too. Go go Godzilla! Whoa!
They benefited greatly by the early MTV days.
Oh, yeah.
They had videos, and they were a band that probably wouldn't have gotten nearly the run they did because MTV, they made videos.
Yep. Well, if you were there and you were making them and you looked halfway decent in those videos, you were like, oh, there we go. Ghost Stories is the name of this record, and we just grabbed one.
Yeah, it's called So Supernatural.
It's worth a listen because it's Blue Oyster Cult, I guess. But
did you like them?
They have some songs I like. Burning for You. Isn't Highway Star theirs as well?
I don't think Highway Star's there. That's Deep Purple. But
is it? Yeah. I mixed them up, actually. That's funny that you say that. But Godzilla for sure, right? Isn't that Blue Oyster
Burning
Cult?
For You, though. You're right. That was another one of their hits. I only knew that of them because of MTV, because they weren't on anything I listened to. I've never.
Are they Radar
play.
Love, too?
No, that is Golden Earring.
Oh, thank you.
I absolutely, like, they're a real band. They have hits.
Sure. Yeah.
But I wouldn't know if not for MTV.
Right. Right. Yeah, I don't even, truthfully, I don't even remember, like, what, I would have thought they were earlier than MTV, but I suppose that wouldn't have stopped them if they were. I think of them as being a 70s band, but I guess not. Especially if they were like in their heyday in the early 80s with MTV. Also out today, Future and Metro Boomin, who are already all over the top 10. Earlier this week, we did the Billboard Hot 100, mm-hmm. and they had a couple songs in the top 10.
Right.
So they have guests on this. One of them is the Weeknd. And the name of the record in full is We Still Don't Trust You, Future and Metro Boomin. And this is their second collaborative album. Like, they're a thing together. So was there something you wanted to play off of this?
I pulled one. It's the same one that I played earlier this week, but this is the number one song in the country for the Hot 100. Here it is. It's called Like That.
Oh, right. This is the number one song in the country.
That's right.
Still good. I can tell. I can see why. Woo!
Sticking to the code, all these for the street. Not putting in her nose, it's gonna make up. Toad ain't gonna wake up at DC.
All right.
That is wow, wow, wow. You know, if I had to predict, I'd say 50 years from now, people would still be going, yeah, but do you remember that future Metro Boomin thing?
It's a classic.
Wow. Mark Knopfler is known for his guitarin. He is also the lead singer of Dire Straits, but this is his 10th solo album. It's out today. It's called,
wow, really?
Yeah, I know. So it's called One Deep River. We only grabbed one off of this, according to what the notes that Bryn's made for me.
Ahead of the Game.
All right.
People don't usually get to play in there more than a time or twice. You had you a regular spot. They were even advertising you, man. Better than the usual thing you got.
Okay. Just ahead of he's a great guitar player, but I'm actually, that's another guy who, that band put out videos during the MTV heyday.
Yeah, I mean, I Want My MTV is one of their songs.
They had huge hits, even though you're kind of like, do they even fit here?
Right.
I guess they do, but I wouldn't have really known who Dire Straits was had they not been so big on MTV.
That was, what was the name of that song, Money for Nothing?
Money for Nothing, Sultans of Swing.
And Your Kicks for Free, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they had big hits in the 80s. And you're right, that is of a time, the whole MTV
generation.
You
wouldn't be able to tell by listening to this song.
A weird folk song.
Huge artist that is up and coming. This artist is called Can of Bliss.
Oh.
We
should say, that's my kid.
Ew. Oh, he's your kid?
Yes, Can of Bliss. I'm very proud of the name and all of his wacky music.
It's a new release that came out today. It's a EP with three records on it, or three tracks on it. The first song is called A Double, and here it is. It's,
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. What do you call that?
Messy?
No.
Cringecore?
Cringecore, that's right.
What you mean is, it sounds like this on purpose.
Yeah, it's intentional.
Right.
It's funny. So I follow my kid on Instagram, and I think I saw him performing this the other night. And so he put up video of it. I'm like, oh, that's a song right there.
How does he perform that?
It's
so electronic.
He just plays the track and then sings the vocals.
Oh,
he seems to be jumping all over the stage.
All right, I pulled one more. It's called Hard, but the A is actually a V, so it's HVRD. It's a trip. Okay. All right, here it is. Let's see this one. Then.
Well, I know what I'll be rocking out to this weekend.
I like this part right here.
Oh.
Hard.
Hard. You know, it's like he took a page out of the boobs book. One word. Say it over and over.
I like that. It's pretty cool.
I like it too, but he's my kid, so I really don't have a
barometer. Yeah, I think Future's like, wait, what? You just said about my record and you're playing that? What?
Yeah, well, if my kid was number one across the country, I'd be like, that seems wrong. That doesn't seem like it should be. All right, so what do I got for time here? I have some. Let's move on to... Mm-hmm. Oh, did you grab any of this Willow? Willow Smith has another record out today.
Uh-huh.
It's just a song. It's called Darkly Beautiful. It's called Big Feeling. Maybe her comment about it is darkly beautiful. Let's have a look.
All right, here it is.
But yes, I say. I have such big feelings.
also dropped the date for her new record, which is called Empathogen. She's like an empath and a pathogen. So I know that's really nice. Turns out Willow Smith.
No, whip my hair.
Yeah. Well, she's like 11 when she did that. She's very mature now. May 3rd, we're getting this album, Empathogen. So just a few weeks from now, I guess we'll get to spend some time with that. She's also, there's a picture of her in this particular story. And man, she's got a lot of junk on her teeth.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
What do you mean? Like Cheetos?
There it is.
No, like hardware looking. You know how sometimes somebody will have like a tooth implant and it looks like it's surrounded? It looks like dental work and not dental decoration. But, you know, whatever she's into. She's a cute girl. She's got a lot of junk on her mouth, though. Huh. It's a lot of...
That is... Oh. It's like she pierced her gum.
Her gums are pierced. That's bizarre. Oh, maybe it's the... is it called your frenulum up or whatever up there?
Yeah, Sarah. Yeah. This is cool.
Oh, it is? Okay. You know, a lot of times I don't know, so thanks for telling me, I guess.
Know. Just so now you know that's... Thank you. That's super cool.
Is there a
destroy
video for
destroy your gums and see how that goes in your 30s. Way to go.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sure it'll be fine, Ben. Don't worry about
right.
it. I guess we'll check back in with her in her 30s. So I'm looking at a YouTube video here, Brittany. Is this a music video for the...
Yes, it is a music video for right. that song that I just played.
Pop that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Yeah.
Yes, I'll do that.
And a couple notes about Taylor real quick. Looks like she may have made a deal with TikTok. It might be her own deal because at one point, a couple months ago, there was a big dispute between Universal Music Group and TikTok. And all of the music from the Universal Music Group was yanked. Taylor owns all her own stuff. She's got a say in the stuff that she's remastered. And so it seems like, because they're saying that's very surprising that suddenly the Taylor stuff is available again on TikTok. So it's, but everything else isn't. So it's possible that she had the power to cut her own deal. And the return of Swift's music to TikTok comes just ahead of the release of her next studio album, which is called The Tortured Poets Department, and it's due out in 1 week. So it's possible she works something out to... She's a promotional giant. She knows what to do and what to say and where to be and how to drum up excitement for whatever it is that she's up to. So it's possible that she thought this whole thing out.
Listen to this.
They've been saying that it's going to be canceled on TikTok, all this music stuff, but I still see all these videos with all music. I mean, Benson Boone or Teddy Swims, they're right. all up there still, so I'm not sure what's happening there.
Go ahead, Ben.
From the Merck News, this Silicon Valley city has been named the Swiftie Capital of the United States.
Oh.
Breaking news. When Santa Clara ceremonially changed its name to Swiftie Clara last summer in honor of Taylor Swift and the record-breaking Eras Tour coming to town. It was supposed to be a fun gesture for two nights only, but the moniker has stuck. And new data suggests the Silicon Valley city is the nation's Swiftie capital.
We own that locally. Wow. That's amazing. I knew it. Everybody just loves Taylor around here.
Big news.
That is very big. Swiftie Clara. Hi, Tay.
And a new album dropping any minute.
Yeah, one week from today, we'll be listening. Oh, my God. We'll listen every damn track.
Swifties, if you want to read that article, it's in the Mercury News. It's a newspaper website. I'm sure they still make the paper version, but I haven't seen it in 100 years. Anyway, check that out. It might be something you want to print and post to your wall.
All right. Thank you. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
And more stories like that after these.
Fantastic.
One of our Bay Area...
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Mm. Yeah, it's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy birthday to our hero, Vinny. For he's a jolly good fellow.
Well, okay, thanks.
Superman. He's like a Superman.
Oh, that's nice of you.
It's a hero, superhero.
I don't know about that.
Happy birthday, Vinny. Listen to Jane today at 6:05. She's got a keyword that can get you in for a pair of tickets to see Alec Benjamin on October 17th at the Masonic.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Head over to RadioAlice.com for the ultimate music experience. Stay on top of the latest news in the music industry, follow your favorite DJs, and enter exciting contests for a chance to win big. Plus, catch up on all the latest episodes of the Sarah and Vinny Full Podcast for a daily dose of entertainment. Don't miss a beat. Visit RadioAlice.com today.
All right.
Speaking of today's... our weather is going to be much cooler than we've seen, and rain on the way.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
For tomorrow. So there you go. You know, I had a plan, and then I saw this thing and went, oh, my God.
Oh, I like a oh, my God thing. What do you got?
Okay, let me see if this is any good for a test for Sarah. Okay, everyone?
All right.
If you can solve these riddles, you might be a genius.
Okay, I'm up for the challenge.
There are 12 apples in a barrel. If you take away 5, how many do you have? 12, 7, 5, or none?
There are 12 apples in a barrel.
If you take away 5.
5 what? 5 apples?
I'm reading the question to you as
it's
written.
I know, I have questions.
There are 12 apples in a barrel.
I feel like 7 is the answer.
Okay, I'll click on 7. It's 5. If you take away 5, how many do you have?
Oh, I took them away with me. Got
you
it.
Have
okay,
5.
Fantastic. That is great.
Oh!
Right. So no! far, so I mean, far, you know, not a genius. I have 5. Got it.
Oh!
That's great. Tricky.
You have a single match and are trapped inside a pitch black room with a candle, an oil lamp, and a gas stove. Which do you light first? The oil lamp, the candle, the gas stove, or the match?
This is going to be tricky. Well, I feel like, isn't there already a pilot light going on a gas stove? Isn't that a thing with a gas stove? There's always a little pilot going. Can I light the candle off of that and then move on to the oil lamp?
Doesn't the gas stove the answer is you're going to light the gas stove first. Yes?
Do I need... Well, I don't know. You didn't tell me if I need a pilot. Like, I don't know. I feel like obviously there's a trick here.
I'll read this question again.
Yeah, all right.
You have a single match and are trapped inside a pitch black room with a candle, an oil lamp, and a gas stove. Which do you light first? The oil lamp, the candle, the gas stove, or a match?
Well, if there is no pilot light, in order to light anything, don't I have to light the match?
Match is.
I'll say the match.
Correct. You can't light an oil lamp, a candle, or a gas stove without a fire source.
Right.
All right. Thank God.
Boomity boom, boom, boom.
The stove has that click, 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 click. It's like it's giving you the lighter part.
So well, it's doing the click, click, click. Is it making a spark?
It's sparking up. Yeah, exactly.
To take the pilot light already. It's like a whole thing, isn't it? I don't know. All I know, I'm waiting for, like, that one wasn't a trick. That one, so I now
that one wasn't tricky.
Double confused.
The other Apple one was tricky.
I'm really looking way too far into this now. All right, go ahead. What's another one? It's fun.
You're participating in a race. You overtake the second person. What position are you in?
Second place.
First, second, third, or fourth?
I just overtook the second place person. Now I'm in second place.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Click.
Mm-hmm.
Ding, 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 ding. Smartest lady on the show today.
No, well I have only done. Two out of three. Thank you. Yay.
Okay, I'll leave the rest of those.
I like it. Those are
you
fun.
Like
it?
You want another one?
I do. You know, I love stuff like that because it's tricky. It's good.
How many letters are in the alphabet? 11, 12, 26, or 27?
Well, if we're talking about the words, the alphabet, then we're talking about 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. If we're talking about the actual alphabet and all the 26 letters that are in it, then it's 26. So are we talking about the words, the alphabet? Or are we talking about...
The alphabet is in quotations. I'll give you that.
Okay. Then I'm going to say 11.
11. Ding, 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 Sarah. You want another one?
Sarah?
You know, I'm a glutton for this. And I know people are playing along in their cars, too. Yelling at me about I took five apples. You had five. You took five of them. You dummy.
How many times can you subtract 10 from 100?
Once, because hold then on. It's 90 after that.
How many times can you subtract 10 from 100? 10 times, 100 times, once, or twice? Is your answer once?
It's once.
Bing, 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 bing,
bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing.
You are a gamer.
Well, I caught on to this game.
That's really well done, Sarah. I knew you'd do well.
Yeah.
Thank you, Vinny. That was fun.
Although that first miss, come on.
I mean, is this a trick question where the answer is just the answer? I mean, they didn't say what I... Sure, you know that I love those as well. Can I ask questions about it?
No.
Facts.
This next one's funny because whenever you say something like this, most people will let this wash over them. And they'll just be like, whatever.
Okay.
And then there are the Jason Siscos of the world that would go, I need to do that. I could probably live through that.
Oh.
The deadliest mountain in the world is K2, the second highest mountain in the world behind Mount Everest. Only 377 people have successfully climbed it, and 91 have died trying. And somewhere out there right now is someone going, I think I could do that. I should try that. I should climb K2 and be one of the three, and be number 378 that has survived the climb.
I just can't believe it. In all this time, only 300 and something have.
That's a small club, I know, considering, right?
Very small club. And when was the first year it was successfully mounted? Hot. And was it after they started carrying oxygen up on their backs? And 91 people. so crazy to think some of these mountains, they can't get the dead bodies off of there. They're just there, like historical, wearing all the old outfits, everything. You'd think they'd lug up a toboggan and put them on it and just send it down. Like, just send that body down. Their family's been waiting down there at the bottom forever.
They didn't go do something else, huh?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
I'd like to think they went, all right, well, he's really late. Let's go.
He's really late, and this is what he wanted, and now he's up there in perpetuity.
I would say to all people who have someone that's late, maybe not if the person died or needs rescue, but in general, you give them a grace period, and then you go, I'm getting on down the road. I'm not going to sit here all day for a person who's late.
Right. And don't try not to even be mad about it. Just try to let it go.
The term hooker. Come on, do your hooker. Yeah, there you go.
Hooker.
The term hooker. Is that from?
Yeah, True Blood.
It is from True Blood.
Hey, hooker.
The term hooker started in the 1820s when prostitutes would hang out in a part of Manhattan called Corlear's Hook.
Oh.
Hookers. I've never... I know New York. My family's from New York. I'm born here, but I was the first one. I've never heard of Corlear's Hook. Must not be a thing anymore.
I really feel like I always thought that they would hook you with their wares, or they would actually drop a fish hook in you and just kind of tug you into the, come with me into this dark space. I've hooked you.
Huh.
Hookah.
Chlorine.
Yeah.
Was first added to pools in the 1940s because it could kill polio.
Oh. Well, nobody wanted polio.
No. Mm. My uncle got it and limped for the rest of his life.
Which uncle?
Uncle Fred.
Oh.
Nicest guy you'd ever want to meet. Love for everyone and never bitched about his limp. And when I remember asking about it, because I was like, man, that sucks. Like, his shoes are all worn wrong. You know, they wear off, wear like at an angle. It's like, what? What are you? Was he a football player? What was his thing? No, he got polio, and that is what happened to him. He was a normal 100, you know, everything.
Functional.
And then polio.
Yeah, I think that, you know, for anti-vaxxers out there, hopefully they're not anti the polio vaccine, because that was serious.
Yeah, you don't want it.
You definitely don't. It was a miracle when they cured polio. Well, not cured it, but were able to prevent it.
My uncle's shoes always wore the wrong way.
Mm.
Like, one side was just
gone,
wrecked,
right,
because of that. Not to mention he couldn't, you know, anyway.
It's polio. Basically stamped out in our lifetimes. Like, it's just not a thing anymore. I don't know if it would come back if suddenly they didn't vaccinate for it anymore. Incredible. Our vaccines, they're miracles.
Yeah, they work. Sorry. Although, you know what? I got a vaccine for COVID and I got a vaccine for the flu, but not the common cold, which has been kicking my head in for 5 days. Here we go.
All right.
Sarah, turns out you don't need the hike. Just take them to K2.
Right. Like, yeah, we're going to scale this together.
Sarah, this is 415.
Oh, Jesus.
Sarah, you may have gotten the apples question wrong, but at least you didn't kill your wife.
That's true. That is true. See? You can always add that to any sentence, and it's better. Things have gotten better.
Yeah. That's great.
Big rumors that Taylor will show up at Coachella tonight or next Friday for either Lana Del Rey or Bleacher's set to debut new music.
Ooh.
What do you know about that, Sarah Clark?
I haven't seen anything about that. But I do know that 1 week from today, that Tortured Poets Society, or whatever the hell it's called, that's coming out, and we're going to be listening to that. That wouldn't surprise me at all. And she's always hanging with friends. She loves her friends, and Lana is in her girl squad. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
510 says, I love your son's music. How do I get more? How do I download his music and follow him on social media?
Bliss.
Yeah, you know what? I ask my kitchen device to play his last album.
Bliss.
Yeah, you can ask it for Can of Bliss. Spotify, though. He's all over Spotify.
And everywhere else, too.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Yeah. Everyone's everywhere now.
Can of Bliss. So good. Congrats.
Oh, well, thanks. That's great. It's funny because it's just not, you know, it's not for everyone. That's for sure. I like it, but he's my kid. I was bound to like it.
Yeah. We've got
musical genius, that guy.
Classic rock problems. As you said, Highway Star, which was Deep Purple, not Blue Oyster Cult. 408 says Shooting Star. Nope, that's Bad Company.
Yeah, it's Bad Company.
Oh.
Yeah. But really, we're on the right track. You know, that's
we're all in that same
part.
Era.
Yeah, yeah. Right. We're definitely.
I did look it up after we talked about it because I was like, was Blue Oyster Cult the 70s? So I looked it up. They were the 70s for sure.
Oh, they were.
But they adopted the music video format right when it started. Oh. So their videos were in heavy rotation
because
they
were
didn't have
available.
Enough videos.
Right. Oh.
And
right.
It made them, unbeknownst, I would have never known about them.
No, right. But then there they were.
On MTV.
Mm. I'm burning, I'm burning, I'm burning for you.
Yeah, well, all right, whatever.
That's a cool lick from there.
It is pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. And thanks again to all the people who wished me happy birthday, including you guys.
Oh, happy birthday. We hardly ever get to celebrate your birthday on the actual air. It's so great.
I will never let it happen again. I mean, thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
Ready for a birthday game?
Oh, yeah, birthday game. Let's do it.
Let's go.
All right, it's the same old game. It's finish that lyric and, you know.
Oh, good.
Because
once we have this. And people have written in and said, you guys suck. I've been winning every one of these.
Yeah, oh, really? I am not claiming
you know,
any
maybe
props
maybe we'll open this up to listeners at some point.
Well, once we get our phones working. Fingers crossed.
The phones work.
Do they?
Do
for
they?
For the most part, they're inconsistent.
Where is the phone call, then?
Yeah, let's just go ahead and do
okay.
that.
Okay.
All right.
All right, let Ben go first. He's the birthday boy.
Birthday boy goes first, all right. And I'm going to change the rules to whoever can name more of the lyric after what I play you.
Closest. Okay.
Yeah. More of it accurately.
Okay.
Okay? So if you name like two lines after it, you might win.
All right.
So you can okay.
I don't know if this is going to be dicey.
Works your way and then you'll go, I love this new game.
Here we go.
All right.
Ready? Yeah. First song.
I'm a sucker for you.
Oh, come on.
Wait.
No.
That's you.
Does anybody know that one?
Yeah, I know that one.
Wait,
you know it?
Hold on.
All right, I'm getting to you.
You really stopped right there?
I already stopped right there. Do you know the song? You know the song, don't you?
Yeah,
song.
Well,
yeah,
but for you.
Yeah, I have no idea what the next lyric is, okay? Okay, Sarah, go.
Anywhere I go, I know we won't find you.
What? Anywhere I go, I what?
And when I won't find you, I'm a sucker for you.
You got more than me if any of those are close.
I actually don't think I have any of
them. Like a half a point for that.
What is it actually?
5 points. Here it is, all right?
I'm a sucker for you.
And then this is where we stopped, and here it is.
I feel like I get zero for that. I did not get a single word of that correct.
I think I heard the word in there. But all right, if you want to give yourself zero, sure.
Yeah, I'm going zero.
All right, I'll take zero for Sarah. Zero, zero, double zero right now. All right. Sarah, it's your turn. This is a...
That's a hard one.
I know, right?
I came in like the... I'm running to the fantasy. You know you direct me.
How'd I do?
That's a fail.
That's also a fail.
I don't know about this game. Okay. All right, Vinny, you got that?
Anybody have that?
Well, let me hear the front again. Just
I came in like the
all I wanted was to...
I give him that. At least 1 point right there.
Oh, okay. What is it?
Okay, I'll give you the first line there.
No, if he got any words right there...
This is the next part.
Okay. Oh, that is a full point. That
yeah.
Full point.
All you ever did was to wreck me.
All
Right?
The lyric was, all I wanted was to break your walls.
Oh. Oh. You know, I listen to her a lot more than you'd believe.
Oh, I believe you. You got daughters.
Yeah, and I can't believe I didn't know that by heart. All right, go on.
You did. You got it.
Wow.
Sarah, zero.
Sarah, Vinny, zero. Vinny, one. And I think this is Vinny's. Vinny goes first on this one. And I get it, everyone in your car. You're beating us. You're amazing. Okay. How do you do it?
Vinny's first on this one, I didn't realize. All right, ready?
I think so. I don't know.
Here we go.
I wanted you to stop at tea time. I could have said the other part.
I know you could have.
Everybody agrees. That's why I made it hard. Everybody agrees. Everybody agrees. Everybody agrees. That's where she repeats this.
I look directly at the sun, but never in the mirror. It must be exhausting. Always rooting for the anti-hero.
Oh, my God. Did she get that?
I got it.
She got most of it.
What I did, didn't get.
You said, I look directly at the sun, right?
Yeah.
It's actually, I stare, but you got most of it.
Come on.
So that's like 1.75.
All right, you know what?
Yeah, she crushed that. I would never have had that much of that.
Almost 2 points. If you would have got the whole thing with the actual...
You're telling me I can get more than 1 point?
I'll give you 2 points, one for each line.
Well, I'm just taking 1 point. That's right. I did screw up the second thing. So,
Okay. Well, you got that.
All right.
707 says, if it's not accurate, it's not a win. Stop cheating.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, let us get up to speed on this game. We're all all paying a lot more attention to every song.
It is so true. I'm totally trying to learn all the lyrics.
I'm going to give it a half point, and I'm not even a full point. All right, here it is. Next song. Ready?
Am I first on this one?
Who was first on that one?
Yeah, Vinny went first, and he did
first. Yeah, ready? Go.
Soul in your hand, but you played it. Yeah, you played it to the beat.
Yeah.
I got a point for that. All right.
Let's roll it.
Hey, by the way, Bryn.
Yep.
Quick note. As we do this game, you should keep a running tally of the songs we've used. You may already be doing that. But just so that we don't keep, because we'll start turning around. Okay,
I like having them repeat sometimes, especially if I know I repeated it and you guys got it wrong the last time. Maybe you can learn it the second time around.
Yeah, leave a little space though, for sure.
Here it is.
Okay,
the actual lyric. Just to verify,
did I say I said right? Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Okay, Vinny's first on this one. How many are there?
There's one more. It's the last one left here. You can tie it up.
We can tie it up. And he should win. It's his birthday.
No,
maybe he gets a point and a half for this.
Here we go.
He gets double nickels.
Oh,
it's me?
Yep.
Okay.
Hi.
Can you play that one more time?
Sure.
I have zero for you.
All your curves and the imperfections, all your something else.
I have a point. It's
no
love, point. Love your curves and all your edges.
Oh, yeah, perfect. All right, well, I'm going to give my 55 points to Vinny. He has 155 points. I don't know how that math works, but it's his birthday, and so it does.
You're going to Venmo him $5.
I'm going to Venmo him 55 cents for his birthday. Don't spend it all in one place, Vinny. Happy birthday. Happy day. Happy Friday.
Happy birthday,
I hope you have a great time with your mommy, and I hope you feel better, and we'll see you back here on Monday.
Who's written in, and thank you for putting up with my cold, and seriously, best of luck to all the kids putting on the play this weekend. I hope you... What do they call that? Break a leg.
Yep.
Hope you break a leg. All right, have a great weekend.
See you on Monday.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3x a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.